Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's Word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.
This program is made possible by the love and prayers of listeners like you.
When your words and your thoughts agree with God's Word, you will see victory in your life instead of defeat.
Speak the Word.
Welcome to Speak the Word with author, Bible teacher, and evangelist, Pastor Joanne Ramsey. Speak the Word Ministries encourages you to exercise your authority in Christ.
Speak the Word.
Speak the Word.
We invite you to visit us online at speaktheWordMinistry.net. That's speaktheWordMinistry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe, continuing her message titled, Your Voice Moves God.
Speak the Word.
Friends, so many of us are not aware of the fact that it's our mouths that's causing our destruction. So don't let it. Don't let your mouth keep you from receiving your healing or keep you living on barely get along street, praise God. Renew your mind. Change your way of thinking. I want you to know that when you do this, it will be a life-changing experience for you, I promise you. Or God's Word promised that you would live that abundant life that Jesus died for, according to John 10:10. I want to help you. I want to see you prosper, and I want to see all of you healthy. God has called and anointed me to help you, and that is my goal, that is my mission. But you're going to have to practice bridling your tongue. I know other ministers, you know, they preach and they teach on different subjects, and I always teach on it, coming at it a different way. But the Lord, it's always with God about the Word. And the reason why this is true is because He is His Word. The power is in His Word, brothers and sisters. Jesus is the Word. You know, the power is in the name of Jesus. But the Word is Jesus. We have to realize that we're in a battle, and our weapon is the Word of God. And so when He was talking about in Ephesians 6:17, about wielding the sword of the Spirit, and also in Ephesians about putting on the full armor of God and wielding the sword of the Spirit, because that's His Word. That's His Word. And so that's the only thing that really Satan fears, is His Word. And you know, you will begin benefiting from all the things that God has stored up for you. You know, you may not be aware of this, but He has stored up treasures for you, has stored up treasures for me. But God, you know, God also wants to open the windows of heaven and pour out His blessings on you, you know, where you won't even have room to contain them all. You know, He said, test Him in Malachi 3:10. Hallelujah. He said, test Him. Friends, changing the way you think, I know that it's not an easy task, but I believe that you can do it, and I'm confident that it will be worth your effort. I do know that He wants to open up the windows of heaven and pour out blessings on you that you can't contain them all. I can remember one time out blessings on me. But as I was going through the Word one day, the Holy Spirit spoke to me, and He said that He was going to pour out blessings on me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And He also gave me an analogy for that, because the Lord is really good about giving you, He wants you to understand what He's saying, to reprehend that. So He was giving me, and I know I've ministered on this before, but I'm going to say it again. But as a farm girl, growing up on a farm, we had to pick green beans, and we had to pick cucumbers, all kinds of things that we had to do. You know, back then, you know, the children worked on the farm too. I must have been, I don't know, 9, 10, 11 years old. But we were brought up that way, you know, so it wasn't a big thing. You know, anybody can pick a bean or a cucumber. And so my dad had us out in the bean field picking beans, and had those baskets is kind of tall and kind of big at the top and little at the bottom. But I had picked, and I had filled up my basket to full, because my father had told me when I finished filling it up, I could quit. And then he came by, brothers and sisters, and he shook my basket down. And all my beans went down about halfway when he shook it. And so I had to keep picking. So God was letting me know, and I'm letting some of you out there know today that's listening to this message. You have already been blessed, and maybe you're not blessed like you think you need to be or would like to be blessed. But God says today He's pouring out blessings on you, good measure, pressed down and shaken together. And just when you think that He can't bless you anymore, He's going to pour out some more. And I don't think that I am the only one that He is speaking to about this. But remember this, He wants to give it to you good measure, pressed down and shaken together. And that doesn't matter if you've been receiving blessing upon blessing, or it doesn't matter if you hadn't been really getting very many that you like. I thought at the time, this was a few years ago, that the Lord had already just blessed me abundantly, abundantly, more than I could ever dream about. You know, I look back, I was listening to a song this morning, and it talks about, you know, looking back to see where God has brought you from. And, you know, it's amazing, too, when we don't think that we're making any progress, that you can just look back and see where God's already brought you from and really where He wants to take you. And so I was thinking about that this morning, and my heart just gets overwhelmed, because when I look back to where He's brought me from, it's really a miracle. Every step really was a miracle, and it still is. You know, the things that He has me to do and the things He has me to say and write, He's given me the ability and qualified me to do it. And so I'm really excited about that. Jesus says that we can do all things through Him that strengthens us, that infuses us with His power. And so what He's saying there, we don't even have to do this under our own power, but do it under His power. As a matter of fact, just like it says, you know, I think it's in Galatians 2:20, where He says that Paul was saying, it's no longer me living, but Christ Jesus in me, and the life I now live, I live in complete faith of the Lord Jesus Christ that gave Himself for me. So we're living by the faith of our Lord Jesus Christ. Actually, that's how you even got born again. It wasn't by your faith. It was the faith of the Lord Jesus Christ. It was Him attracting you to Him to begin with. You know, it was Him stirring up your spirit, as when you're praying for your loved ones now, your children or other people, friends, loved ones, you're asking the Lord, you know, to keep attracting them to the Lord. You're asking them to keep stirring in their spirit, you know, just keep working with them, you know, and keep sending people across their path, you know, to minister to them. It tells us in Philippians 14, an amplified version, it says, I have strength for all things in Christ who empowers me. He said, I'm ready for anything and equal to anything through Him who infuses inner strength into me. He says, I am self-sufficient in Christ's sufficiency. And, you know, and that's what God told Paul, you know, when Paul kept praying about the thorn in his flesh. You know, a lot of people think that was sickness, but I really don't think it was sickness. I think it was the people that was coming against him everywhere he went was kind of like a thorn in his side. Sometimes a situation or a person can be a thorn in your side, and I think that's what he meant. But Paul, nevertheless, Paul kept praying and asking God to remove that thorn that was in his side. And God told him that his sufficiency was enough. It's kind of like he was saying here, his self-sufficient is Christ's sufficient. So his sufficiency was, you know, was good for Paul. And friends, you can do this too. I know you can. You know, the Lord has been helping me for years to change my way of thinking. And He's been teaching me to see things His way, you know, to think things His way. And, it, you know, it talks about that over in Isaiah 55:11. He is still teaching me. Renewing our minds is a process, friends. It's something that we work on daily. And we need to understand that we live in a fallen world and we're in a battle every day against the enemy. So it's imperative that we know God's Word so that we can wield the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God in Ephesians 6:17.
Speak the word to your body. Speak the word to your mind. Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand.
You've been listening to Speak the Word with Pastor Joanne Ramsey. We hope today's message has spoken to your heart in a special way. In just a moment, Pastor Joe will be back to pray for you. Speak the Word is a listener-supported ministry. Contributions from listeners like you enable us to continue bringing you this program each day. We also provide free books and audio CDs to those who cannot afford them, thanks to donations from listeners like you. Learn how you can connect and support Speak the Word Ministries on the web at speakthewordministry.net. We're excited to tell you about Pastor Joe's new book titled, I Believe God, It Will Be Just As He Said. Friends, there's nothing more important than what you believe in your heart about God. No matter what circumstances may look like for you today, you can boldly declare like the Apostle Paul did, I believe God, it will be just as He said. Remember that God wants us to believe and speak His word, and the answer is in the Word of God. Receive encouragement with Pastor Joanne Ramsey's new book, I Believe God. Just ask for it when you send a gift of any amount to Speak the Word Ministry. Here's how you can request your copy. Our ministry telephone number is 855-505-2297. That's 855-505-2297. Or you can order the book by sending a contribution in the mail to Speak the Word Ministry, Box 9175, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23450. You can also email Pastor Joe directly, Pastor Joe, that's J-O, at speakthewordministry.net. Again, that's Pastor Joe at speakthewordministry.net. And now, here's Pastor Joe with a final word.
Father, I thank You that when I kneel to pray, You hear my voice only and know me personally. Help me to be more conscious of the things I say. Help me, Lord, to better understand that renewing my mind is a process, and it is something I need to do daily to always come into agreement with Your word. For it is by speaking Your word that I will be speaking life and not death. And it is through the living word that I will be speaking life, health, and prosperity. Your word tells us not to let any unwholesome talk come out of our mouth, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs. Help us to understand, Lord, that it is also by placing a guard on our mouth and speaking only the word of God that we can prove for ourselves His word is true and begin to step out in faith on His promises. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
From Pastor Joe and all of us at Speak the Word Ministries, we're glad you've joined us today. Once again, thanks for listening. Join us next time on Speak the Word.
Speak the word to every circumstance that mountain can't stand. Against the word of God. Against the word of God.
Speak the Word Ministry wants to see God's word reshape your reality. Join Pastor Joanne Ramsey on her television program, Make the Word Alive, now airing on the Christian Television Network. Embark on a journey of personal growth and spiritual renewal as Pastor Joe talks with special guests and delivers special messages that will help you better understand God's Word. Don't miss the Make the Word Alive TV program with Pastor Joanne Ramsey, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on CTN, the Christian Television Network.